My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there.
Kat.
Good morning.
Okay, so we are all college educated here on the show. I graduated with a bachelor's degree. I did take a half a semester of pre-med. Kelly graduated with a bachelor's degree as well.
From Purdue University.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Kat as well. So this, though, is the type of math I feel like would really hit home, would really cut through. This is the type of math that needs to be taught in schools. I'm going to ask you guys a quick question, okay?
Do I need a pen and paper?
No, you don't.
Do I need a calculator?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Consider this. Are you getting more pizza ordering two 12-inch medium pizzas or one large 18-inch pizza?
Two medium, 24.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%.
I said the same thing. You'd both be wrong.
Why, sir? Explain yourself.
And this is where the math comes in, and this is what is erupting right now on Twitter. Listen, so nerds are already going to know the answer. And you know what? Kudos to you guys. Because I didn't know.
No disrespect.
Obviously, it's like two is more than one.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to
be. Well, but we're adding up inches, too.
That's what she said. So here's the thing. So apparently, if you're calculating the area in geometry, it's like the square root of an 18-inch pizza.
Oh, gosh.
Right, exactly. 254 inches, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's the square, or that's the area in inches. The area of two 12-inch pizzas is only 226 square inches. So the math is there, even though a lot of people on Twitter are like, their minds are blown.
Yeah,
and they're thinking, listen, though. Uh-huh. If you're here for the crust, the two mediums wins out because there's more crust on two mediums than there is on the one large.
Okay, then we're right. Let's go back to the part where we're right.
Do you buy pizza for the crust?
Well, I eat it. I eat the whole thing. I'm a crust eater.
The crust can be infused at some places.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you are a crust or a stuffed crust aficionado and you're there only for the crust, then yes, the two mediums is the way to go. And that's probably why you see all these deals from pizza places that are like, hey, two medium pizzas, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I'm just going to go for those two medium pizzas.
You have tone in your voice there.
I know. It's
tone.
Because it's a little sleight of hand. They're like, hey, look at this, two medium pizzas. You're getting less pizza.
Do you think they're aware of the math? Do you think the evil minions in the pizza companies are doing the math like that to try to cheat
of
pizza?
I would have to think that they are aware of the math that is involved, yes. But until today, I didn't pay attention in geometry.
I didn't
pay attention in school enough to know. Maybe I'm just a simple man. but when someone's like, do you want two of this or one of this? I'm going two of this.
Two. Two is more than one. I know that.
I feel like I'm going to get two.
No, you're not.
I'm still getting two.
You're getting less pizza.
No, but I'm buying two.
You're 100% getting less pizza. Kat, the math is there. Math doesn't lie.
Here,
math are facts.
Easy. What about the slice count? Okay, because you have to consider the amount of people that you're feeding with the pizzas, and you have to consider the slice count.
If you get it sliced, now don't take tone at me. I'm just trying to present the math to you guys.
No, but I feel like you're representing the pizza
companies. So if you cut it party style, like in squares.
Party style.
Yeah, if you cut it party style, like in squares, then I think the large is still the way to go. But if you cut it in triangles, then you may be right. You may be serving more people with the two mediums. They're getting less pizza.
The only way to settle this is for somebody to send us over some pizzas. Send us over a large. Send us over a couple mediums. Let's hash this out. Let's do the experiment in here in the studio so we can eat some
Carly,
pizza.
I don't need you coming to me with the, if you get two, then you have two separate sets of toppings thing. Because you can.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can always ask a pizza place to, hey, can you do half pepperoni, half sausage on my large? And they will. Every single pizza company will do that.
By the way,
if you want to see the math at play, text us the word pizza and we'll send it to you, okay?
I would like to see the math at play. In here, in the studio, in my mouth.
That's what she said. 502-571-9970. Text us the word pizza. We'll send you that math. But listen. I have said for years that we do an educational show. And this is the type of education that they're not teaching you at school. Uh-huh. And so you have to get from us.
So what you're saying is incorporate some pizza in math class? geometry? What do we classify this as?
I don't even know what I'm going to classify this as. Right. I'm just going to classify it as education and leave it at that. All right, Kelly? I'm going to classify it as education and that you're learning things. Okay. It's pizza math. Hashtag pizza math.
Yeah, listen, I'm not even just any kind of pizza. Any pizza company you want to send over some pizzas, we will put this to, we're going to do the experiment live in here.
So there you go. I bet you didn't wake up this morning.
Sure didn't.
Having your mind blown like that.
And I didn't.
You know what? I apologize, but hey.
I'm still getting two.
You've got to learn.
I'm still getting the two.
You've got to learn.
Yeah.
My head hurts.